Some cruise industry officials say a head tax on passengers is scaring ships away from Alaska. Authors of the fee say that's not the reason ships are heading elsewhere. And an independent analyst says the truth is somewhere in the middle. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Few people are disputing this fact. Cruise lines are yanking ships out of the Alaska market next year.
People that have made announcements for pulling a ship out are Royal Caribbean, NCL, Princess, and Holland America reduced one of their ships, the amount of visitors, in half.
Alaska Travel Industry Association President Ron Peck says as many as 140,000 berths will be lost during next summer's season. That's close to a 15% drop from the 1 million or so people expected this year. But the reason is in dispute.
There's no doubt the economy is part of it, but you cannot deny the fact that this, what I call the onerous ballot initiative that had, you know, six different elements to it, have added to the operation costs of the cruise industry in Alaska.
Industry leaders cite the $50 per person passenger fee as the chief reason ships are going elsewhere. They're also unhappy about a corporate income tax, a gambling tax, and new regulations. But that's not the only view.
Attributing downturns in cruise passengers to fees that they're being charged in Alaska, I think is inappropriate on the part of the cruise ship guys. They know better.
Chip Toma of Responsible Cruising in Alaska says most of the fees are being borne by passengers, not cruise lines. And tourists spend enough that it just doesn't make a difference.
Between their airfare, their hotel, their rental car, their ship, all their fees, and all their food, and all their purchases in Alaska, and all the trips they're going to go on, it's well over $3,000. So $50, for instance, on a passenger head tax is very, very little.
Alaska saw fourfold increases in cruise ship capacity over the past two decades. It's been flat for several years, and though it's going to start dropping, it's still a major part of the business.
You know, when you look at it, the big picture is there's still a lot of ships in Alaska, despite all the talk.
Industry veteran Mike Driscoll says Alaska's loss is part of a worldwide shift. The number of Americans booking cruises has leveled out, and there's growth overseas, which stays overseas.
I think Alaska, unlike some of the other markets, though, for some reason does not have a strong pull for Europeans taking cruises there. There's a higher percentage taking cruises in the Caribbean, and there's a higher percentage, obviously, taking cruises in Europe. And so those markets are beginning to grow. And it's not like Alaska is less appealing to its basic traveler. Just the North American cruise traveler is not growing as it did in the 90s.
In fact, two of the ships leaving state waters next year are headed for the Caribbean. Driscoll of the publication Cruise Week says lines are already lowering fares by about a third to fill up their ships. That's made profit margins tighter and increased the impact of new taxes and fees.
Their costs of doing business in Alaska are greater than their costs of doing business in the Caribbean or Europe. And I personally don't think it keeps people away from Alaska because the ships are going to sail full. So they're going to find a price point that fills those ships. But in a certain sense, I believe it hurts Alaska because, you know, the cruise lines are less profitable there than they used to be. And so they'll, you know, they'll look elsewhere.
The cruise industry's impacts go beyond port cities in southeast Alaska. A recent study shows 40% of visitors start or end their trips in Whittier or Seward. Many also travel throughout the south central and interior regions of the state. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.